Text numéro 70. Paying patients test British healthcare system. Created 60 years ago as a cornerstone of the British welfare state, the National Health Service is devoted to the principle of free medical care for everyone. But recently, it has been wrestling with a problem its founders never anticipated: how to handle patients with complex illnesses who want to pay for parts of their treatment while receiving the rest free from the health service. One such case was Debbie Hurst's. Her breast cancer had metastasized, and the health service would not provide her with Avastin, a drug that is widely used in the United States and Europe to keep such cancers at bay. So, with her oncologist's support, she decided last year to try to pay the $120,000 cost herself, while continuing with the rest of her publicly financed treatment. By December, she had raised $20,000 and was preparing to sell her house to raise more. But then the government, which had tacitly allowed such arrangements before, put its foot down. Mrs. Hurst heard the news from her doctor. He looked at me and said, "I'm so sorry, Debbie. I can no longer offer you that service." I said, "Where does that leave me?" He said, "If you pay for Avastin, you'll have to pay for everything." In other words, for all her cancer treatment, far more than she could afford. Officials said that allowing Mrs. Hurst and others like her to pay for extra drugs to supplement government care would violate the philosophy of the health service by giving richer patients an unfair advantage over poorer ones. Patients cannot, in one episode of treatment, be treated on the NHS and then allowed, as part of the same episode and the same treatment, to pay money for more drugs, the Health Secretary Alan Johnson told Parliament. "That way lies the end of the founding principles of the NHS," Mr. Johnson said. But Mrs. Hurst, 57, whose cancer was diagnosed in 1999, went to the news media, and so did other patients in similar situations. And it became clear that theirs were not isolated cases. In fact, patients, doctors and officials across the healthcare system widely acknowledge that patients suffering from every imaginable complaint regularly pay for some parts of their treatment while receiving the rest free. But in a final irony, Mrs. Hurst was told early this month that her cancer had spread and that her condition had deteriorated so much that she could have the Avastin after all, paid for by the health service. In other words, a system that forbade her to buy the medicine earlier was now saying that she was so sick she could have it at public expense. Adapted from the New York Times, February 2008.